Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To be that's Greg Slick bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Suzanne Palin is our guest, our great friend of our in our brain trust and a great resource for us in the area of sales and sales management, author of The Sales Leader's Problem Solver, also The Accidental Sales Manager. Wherever books are sold, and also at your website, Suzanne, I need it right now, please.
SalesManagementServices.com.
SalesManagementServices.com, so check it out. They find your blog there, too. You do a lot of writing.
I do.
So, folks, you'll learn some stuff, and you'll thank me later for telling you about her. Okay, so, Suzanne, I have a strong personality.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're shocked to hear that.
And, yes, I am.
And so I have to have a word with myself
mm-hmm.
when I'm dealing with someone because if you're a strong personality, we get along great. But if you're not, then I have to dial it back. And I have to have a word with myself. And part of that word is about how to listen better.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things I've taught myself to do over the years is to what I call wait 3 seconds. So whenever you're talking and I'm already thinking about what I'm going to talk about, I have to talk to myself about, okay, when you think Suzanne's through, wait 3 seconds before you say what you're going to say. And that prevents me from interrupting, and it actually gives me time to think about, to listen to you while you're talking and think about what I'm going to say next.
That's really interesting.
It's amazing what 3 seconds will do.
I tell people, wait a beat. Let the person finish, because sometimes they're just pausing to get their thoughts together. They're not necessarily done talking.
Right.
And what they say after the pause is usually very valuable. Some of your best information comes after the pause.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, this is where, in B2B sales, and this is something that we really, you and I really have to call out. The millennial generation, when I say call out, I mean just say to them, okay, folks, this is an area, this face-to-face thing is not something your generation is strong about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be a B2B salesperson, you've got to get strong at face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
And these things that you're talking, like you were saying, if this person is pausing and not finished talking, you should be able to see it on their face if you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I agree. If they're just pausing to sort of get their thoughts together, you should know that. You should be able to look at them and tell that they're not quite finished yet. And you should nod. Don't say anything and nod. You remind yourself to give yourself 3 seconds. I tell people to breathe in so they won't talk.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just helps a lot of people.
Or just put your hand over your mouth. How about try that?
That's a good one, too.
Might be a little distracting. Might be a little bit of a mannerism there. So, okay, do you like role play? Role playing in sales? I just think it's a highly underused training tool that is amazingly effective.
I agree. Role playing has seemed to fade out a little bit. I did a great deal of it when I was a rep and also when I became a sales manager. It has fallen out of favor for some reason, but I'm a big advocate of role-playing.
Well, the reason it fell out of favor is because people didn't want to fight the resistance. I used to train people in my consulting company. I'd go into companies and do role-playing, and a lot of people didn't like it. But I was there. I was paid to do it, and I made them do it, and they got better at it. But my point is if you just roll over, and when people say, I don't like this, and you roll over, then people just don't do it.
No, they don't. And I tell reps that sales is hard. It's a very competitive, difficult
profession. It's getting harder, too.
Yes, it is. And if you want to stand out, there has to be something about you that sets you apart and be that good listener.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing that you can do, you can work on. Any of us are capable of becoming a good listener. And also work with your sales leader and say, the next time we go on a call together, this time don't pay as much attention to maybe my qualifying questions or what have you, but tell me how well I'm listening. What percentage of the time am I talking versus
right.
the customer? Have them help you.
Well, and you can do your own self-analysis
mm-hmm.
after a call. How did I do? You go back and replay the thing. But, you know, one thing, you and I probably talked about this before, but I think it definitely bears repeating, even if we did. We have to remember this listening thing is important because we already know.
Mm-hmm.
So last thoughts. I got about 30 seconds. What's your last thoughts on listening?
I think, as I said before, you know, it have a list. Have that list ready. Scrub it of any closed-ended questions. Make sure you're asking open-ended questions. Make sure you're actively listening by saying things like, that's very interesting. Can you say a little bit more? And also check in. Am I on track? Do I have that right?
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you're paying attention to how much you're talking and ask yourself, do I need to be talking right now
right.
or should I be listening to what the customer has to say?
And check your position, like she says, folks, all during the call. And you can even if you step over the line, you can redeem yourself. You can back up and redeem yourself. Quickly, the website, Suzanne.
Sales Management Services.
Hey, Suzanne, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Suzanne Paling.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.